back in, everybody. This is Sports Daily. Jacob Albrecht and Tommy Caster with you now and every Monday through Friday from 9 to 11 on KFH and on the Odyssey app. Also on 12 News Connected. You can watch us each and every day. Joining us right now, 12 News Sports Director TJ Cleland. TJ will be a part of our picks this fall. TJ and Brandon Zinner going to hop in alongside our buddy Paul Savage as we do our best to make picks each and every week. Those will be against the spread. From a betting angle, certainly, but makes it far more difficult. Today, what we're going to do is try to predict some NFL things. So we do this every year, and Johnny on the spot, quickly emailed us as he keeps record of these things back in the studio, and he sent me last year's picks. I don't see anything wildly outrageous from our picks.
You don't see anything? I mean, I'll call myself out.
Well, you didn't pick the Chiefs to win the Super Bowl.
No. But I did pick Aaron Rodgers to be my MVP a year ago.
Well,
so
It's not outrageous when a guy gets hurt.
After four snaps in the season, it is a little outrageous.
If he came out and sucked, that would be one thing. But yeah, well, you can call yourself out for that. You had the Eagles, I believe, as your champion, if I read that correctly.
I did
have the Chiefs. I couldn't remember. I did have the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl, as did Jad. Shout out to Jad. We all had Mahomes as our MVP. That didn't go that way. So what we'll do here is we'll just sort of give you our playoff teams from each league, from each conference, and then we will go through and take that into the conference championship games, and then our Super Bowl and Super Bowl winner will give you an MVP as well. TJ, hey, welcome in. How are you?
Pretty good. I couldn't find my Hawaiian shirt today. I didn't know if
it's that Wednesdays. That's Wednesdays.
Sorry.
Okay. Hawaiian shirt Wednesdays here on Sports Daily, to Tommy's chagrin. We're making that a thing. It's just not just here either, by the way. It's like a society impact we're looking to have with that.
I feel like we're trying to make a really good impression to the KWCH viewers, and this is just driving people away. I fear
it's not. You see, that's where you're wrong. There's a movement happening, and you'll see. Don't worry. It's coming. All right. Let's make some predictions here. Because the Chiefs are in the AFC, let's start in the NFC. Seven playoff teams will make it out of the NFC. I will go first here and give you mine, and it will be pretty close to what we saw last year for me. We'll have the Eagles and Cowboys again in from the NFC East. We'll have the Niners in from the West. One change for me is I'm going to put the Cardinals in as one of my four wins a year ago. I have the Cardinals making the playoffs. They added Marvin Harrison Jr. Kyler Murray's back healthy. I think they'll be the surprise team of the NFC. The Lions and Packers, I think, will get back in. And in the NFC South, I think the Falcons with Kirk Cousins will overtake the Buccaneers. Those are my seven playoff teams. Tommy, who you got?
Well, I'm going to go with you as far as the NFC East. I think the Eagles and the Cowboys will make the playoffs. I think the Eagles will win the division. I know that they really faltered at the end of the season. But I do think that they've got more talent than anybody else in that division. It's going to come down to can Nick Sirianni finally get it together and get them back to living up to those expectations. But I do think that they'll do that to an extent. The Eagles will win the division. The Cowboys, I think, will be a wild card team. In the NFC North, it's going to be the Lions division to lose. I like the Packers to make the playoffs as well as a wild card team. One change I'm going to make from yours, I do think that the Chicago Bears will make the playoffs as a wild card team. I think three of the four teams in the NFC North will make the playoffs. I don't think the Bears will win the division, but I do think that they'll be a good enough team with enough talent and that rebuilt offense around Caleb Williams, where I do think that they can find their way into the playoffs, and the Vikings are in rebuild mode for sure, so I'm going to take them out of it. In the NFC South, really it's going to come down to the division winners in the other two divisions in the NFC because I only have two spots remaining. I think the Buccaneers will win the NFC South. I liked them a lot last year. Baker Mayfield is having a career renaissance, so I'm going to go with him. And I just don't think that the other teams in that division have much of a chance. I know the Falcons added Kirk Cousins, but I don't really like anybody else that they have on that team. So I'm going to give the Buccaneers the division win in the NFC South. And finally, in the NFC West, it's the 49ers. I don't think any other team in that division will do enough to overtake the Niners or overtake the other teams to get a wild card spot. So those are my seven teams.
So the only difference we have is I have the Cardinals, you have the Bears. Jad, for clerical purposes, I'm putting the Eagles in as the division winner in the East. I think everything else in mind was clear. TJ, what do you got?
I don't know if me and Tommy are on the same wavelength or if we're just going with chalk or what it is, but ours are eerily similar here. So just kind of going through NFC East, I like the Eagles to win the division as well. I'm not going to lie. I don't know if this is the hot take of the NFC. I don't think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. I think
that ain't a hot take.
With all of the CeeDee Lamb drama, yeah. Everything like that, they don't really have a running back except for, you know, however old Zeke is this year. I don't think the Cowboys are going to make the playoffs. The other thing I'm going to throw in there is I'm going to put the Commanders making a run and making it this year as well. I really like Jaden Daniels, what they're doing there. So I'm going to throw them in there. Eagles, as I said, winning the division there. So NFC West, I agree. 49ers are going to be the only team in from that. They're going to win the division there. Far and away the best team in that division. Don't see anybody else hanging with them there. Moving on to the North, I like the Bears getting in, as Tommy said. You know, obviously this offense is going to be a lot of fun. I think that Caleb Williams is going to be really fun to watch with the weapons that he has as his wide receiver room this year. I like DeAndre Swift as the running back on that team as well. And it's going to be kind of a wide open NFC except for this division. I agree. I think the Bears, the Lions, and the Packers will get in there. I'll give the division. I mean, it's really going to be a toss-up because it's going to be such a good one. I think everybody's kind of thinking that the Lions could, but I'm going to give it to the Packers in the NFC North winning that division. And then one team left, NFC South. I really like the Falcons. I think that they've had so much talent for such a long time, and Arthur Smith just couldn't find a way to get it done. New head coach. They get a little bit more talent even in a little bit. Don't love the Penix pick, but even if he's slightly better than Kirk Cousins would be, then it's a good pick. I know you're really high on that, Jacob. So I like the Falcons one way or another. Whoever's playing quarterback, I think they're going to be really good.
Yeah, they'll be better at quarterback regardless, but it'll be Cousins. He'll be good. So let's take it one step further before we get to the AFC. I'm going to put in the Eagles over the Lions in the Super Bowl. I think that's my conference championship game. I do think the Lions are for real. I think that that line doesn't lie. And here's one for you. I believe that Jared Goff plays 14 of his games in the regular season indoors this year. Store that one away because he is a much better quarterback indoors than outdoors, and he plays, I believe it's 14 of his games inside this year. I'm going Eagles over Lions in the NFC Championship game. Tommy?
I'm going to take one of those teams that you picked. I think the Lions are the real deal for sure, and they were so close to getting over that hump a year ago. I think this is the year that they do that. I'm a big Dan Campbell believer. I wasn't. I'll be the first to admit it. When he first came in to the Lions organization, I thought he was kind of goofy and all of that, but he's made me a believer. And with what he's been able to do with that offense and Jared Goff having a career renaissance in Detroit, and regardless, I know that he's a better quarterback indoors, but he's just a good quarterback overall. And he's been what the Lions have been missing for a long time. And then really dynamic talent and skill players around him, you know, really headlined by Amon-Ra St. Brown. So I like the Lions a lot to make it all the way to the NFC Championship game. But I'm going to differ with you. I don't think the Eagles have enough. I think they've got enough talent. I just don't think that they have enough unity and cohesiveness as a team to get over that hump. They've added a lot, don't get me wrong, and Saquon Barkley is a phenomenal addition for them and just adds to their talent. But I do think that they will underachieve this season just because of who their head coach is. I'm going to go with the 49ers. I think it's going to be the Lions and Niners in the NFC Championship game. But I'll give it to the Lions. I think this is the year that the Lions do get over the hump and make it all the way to the Super Bowl.
Biting kneecaps on their way to a Super Bowl appearance for Detroit. That'd be a great story. TJ, what do you think as far as Super Bowl representative from the NFC?
Yeah, championship game here. Obviously the 49ers have all the talent in the world. Question mark on where Brandon Ayuk's going to be. Even if he's not going to be with the 49ers, I think there's still enough talent in that wide receiver room. A lot of people aren't talking about, I think that in terms of fantasy football, because I play so much of it, Ricky Pearsall is one of the rookies that have slipped on a lot of fantasy boards. But I think if Ayuk
hadn't played.
Well, yeah, I know. But as in terms of rookies, if Ayuk's not there, I think that he could take a really big role. And, you know, playing so many games in college, I think he could step up in a big way for that 49ers offense that obviously is so has been so successful the past couple of years. You know, say what you want about Brock Purdy, but he does well in the 49ers offense, and the defense is awesome there as well. I'm going to take them against the Eagles in the championship game. As Tommy was saying, you know, so many new pieces there. They were already so high powered with everything they did, and that was with DeAndre Swift as a running back, who was great, but when you had Saquon Barkley there, The run game is going to be unbelievable with Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley, and then obviously all the other offensive weapons as well. I'm going to take the Eagles over the 49ers. Eagles get back to the Super Bowl.
All right. Either way, you're going to get some sort of Super Bowl rematch if you predict what I think you will in the AFC, which we'll get to now. AFC predictions. There will be similarities, I am certain, at the end of this. I don't know how you couldn't have them as you make NFL predictions this year. In the AFC, for me, it gets tricky. The Chiefs winning the West is the obvious answer, as you started off. And then the problem for me in the AFC is and we have talked about this on this show, I feel like there is one definitively bad team in the AFC this year, and it's New England. I think Denver is probably not going to be a real contender. And as far as a Super Bowl contender, but a playoff contender, I could make a case, honestly, for everybody except the Patriots. So this gets really difficult for me when I'm taking seven. I think the AFC North is one of the best divisions in football, but I also think only two teams are going to come out of it because they'll beat each other up. I think the Ravens and Bengals are in there, so that's three for me. I go to the South. I'm in on the Texans. I'll put the Texans back there. I think the Colts will join them this year with a good faith bet on Anthony Richardson being able to try to play a full season. And then in the AFC East, as that gets me five, I'll take two there. I have a real hard time with this one. I'm not going to bet against Josh Allen. He's done it too many times. So I will still put the Bills in, and I will put the Jets in over the Dolphins. I think the Dolphins just miss. I'll continue to have the Bills. Jad is a division winner there. Chiefs a division winner. Ravens, Texans as your division winners. Those are my seven teams. Tommy?
Taking a look at the AFC West, I mean, obviously, it's the Chiefs' division to lose. They're not going to lose it. They're going to win the division. You can write that in chalk. It's going to happen. But I do think that also in that division, I think the Chargers will make the playoffs as a wild card team. I like the Jim Harbaugh addition and the new era there in L.A. And I know that, there might be some growing pains early on. And outside of Justin Herbert, I mean, they did lose a lot. They lost Keenan Allen, and they don't have Mike Williams anymore. They lost Austin Eckler. They lost a lot of their skill players, especially offensively. But that being said, it's Jim Harbaugh and Justin Herbert. It's hard to think that they won't find a way into the playoffs this year. So I like them as the wild card team out of the AFC West. In the AFC South, it's the Texans for sure. I mean, they were such a breath of fresh air a season ago, and nobody thought that they would be there so soon, under their new head coach and, of course, C.J. Stroud, and they draft Will Anderson and all of that. And by the way, they add Stephon Diggs this season, and so definitely upgrading their receiver core. I think that they repeat as the division champs in the AFC South. And I like the Colts to make it back to the playoffs as a wild card. I know it's going to be contingent on if Anthony Richardson can get through an entire season healthy, but if he can, we saw him be very dynamic in not only passing but running as well in the short time that he had before he got injured last season. If he can stay healthy plus teaming up with Jonathan Taylor, I do like the Colts to make it back to the playoffs as a wild card team. In the AFC North, that's probably the best division in the AFC from top to bottom, but I think that the Ravens for sure are my division winner with Lamar Jackson, of course, adding Derrick Henry, and they were already dynamic before they bring in Derrick Henry, and now they've got a brand new wrinkle in that offense. I think the Ravens will win the AFC North, and then I'm going to say the Bengals will be the wild card team. Joe Burrow, I'm starting to wonder, how healthy moving forward he will be. And he's just had so many different injury issues over his time in the NFL. And so that does concern me a bit, but they do have a lot of firepower. So the Bengals make the playoffs. And then I'm not nearly as high on the AFC East as you are, Jacob. I've only got one team making the playoffs, and that's the division winner. And I think it's going to be Miami. I, of course, like Josh Allen a lot and what they've done, but they've been dismantled outside of Josh Allen. The defense was old a season ago, and they've basically tried to totally rebuild the team outside outside of Allen. They don't have Steph Diggs. So I'm going to take the Dolphins. And by the way, with the Jets, I need to see it to believe it with Aaron Rodgers. I don't know how much he has left in the tank. I'm not willing to bet on them, even though there are some really good pieces on that team overall. I'm going to say the Dolphins, just with the familiarity that Mike McDaniel and Tua Tagovailoa have with all of their skill position players. I like Miami to be the representative from the AFC East.
I think it's the most unpredictable division. TJ, what do you have out of the AFC before we take it into conference championship and a Super Bowl?
Yeah, I'm going to go through division winners first and then go to the wild cards. AFC South, I think the Texans are going to be awesome. CJ Stroud's a stud of a quarterback. I think he's going to be one of the best in the league. And then adding, you know, Stephon Diggs in that wide receiver room, it's going to be really fun there. AFC North, I think the Ravens are probably the best team in football on paper heading into the year. So the Ravens are going to win the AFC North there. I don't even need to get too much into that. Everybody knows how good they're going to be when they add Derrick Henry. AFC West, the Chiefs are going to continue the run, winning the division there. I think that the Chargers are going to slip a little bit. You know, like Tommy said, with so many new pieces and everything like that, I don't know. I know he was high on them getting in, sneaking in there, but I just don't think that, especially with Justin Herbert, question mark of the health with the foot and everything, you know, that's such a slippery slope with that injury of how bad that could be, everything like that. I think that they slip a little bit this year, don't make it in. Chiefs going to win the AFC West. And the AFC East, I'm going to put the Jets winning the division there. If Aaron Rodgers can stay healthy and they can have a quarterback play that is just good enough. I know Aaron Rodgers, what he's capable of. Tommy thinks he's going to win the MVP last year.
That was last year.
There's so many weapons on this team. It's such a good team. Garrett Wilson's so good. Breece Hall's so good. The Sauce Gardner's so good. They just were missing that quarterback leader last year. If they can just keep him healthy and have a game manager back there that knows what he's doing, the Jets can win that division.
Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, Aaron Rodgers is not going to win an MVP, I don't think, anymore. But all he has to do is be better than Zach Wilson, basically, which is what they've dealt with the last couple of years. It's a very low bar. Anybody that listens to this show knows how high I am on this Chiefs offense. I think Patrick Mahomes is going gangbusters this year. I cannot put anybody into a Super Bowl ahead of Kansas City right now. I just think they are so much better offensively than they were a year ago, even despite not having the same level of defense. I'll put them there. I think they're going to be a dominant team in the regular season, which will put the path back through Arrowhead. And I will say, I think the team that will challenge them in that game is Houston. I think if anybody doubts CJ Stroud and that sort of jump in the second year, I just invite you to go look at what Patrick Mahomes did in his second year as a starter and what Joe Burrow did in his second year as a starter. There's absolutely a trend in the NFL of that being possible, and they just got a whole lot better on paper. I love their young coach. So I say Houston goes to Arrowhead and loses to the Chiefs, and we get a Chiefs-Eagles Super Bowl rematch. And I think the Chiefs win it again. They make history. They get the third, and they solidify what will be just an unbelievable run of football. Tommy?
Well, I think we're going to get a rematch of last year's AFC Championship game. I'm going Chiefs and Ravens. The only difference is going to be the game, I think, will be in Arrowhead. I think the Chiefs will be the higher seed going into the AFC Championship game, and they'll get to host the Ravens where they didn't get to a year ago. And I do think that the Chiefs beat the Ravens. I love the Ravens this year. I think that they are phenomenal, and they could very easily win a championship. But I've learned my lesson to pick against Kansas City going to a Super Bowl. And I've got to back up what I've said this entire offseason, that I'm going to pick the Chiefs until I'm proven otherwise moving forward. And so I think it's going to be the Chiefs and the Lions in the Super Bowl. Chiefs over Detroit. I think they win three in a row.
All right, I'll keep going here. I'll throw my wild cards in here. The three that I think are going to get in, I think that the Bengals are going to sneak in there in the AFC North. As Jacob said, I think they're going to beat up on each other enough. It's going to be a wild card. They're going to sneak in probably in one of the bottom spots. And then for my other two, I'm just going to go to the AFC East. I'm really big on it too, like Jacob is. I'm going to have the Dolphins getting in. And then for the last spot, I think it's going to be a dogfight between the Bills and the Colts. But I'm going to give it to Josh Allen to sneak in. The Colts can be the first team out of the playoffs this year. As for the AFC Championship game, I'm going to be the pessimist of the group here. I love the Chiefs more than anybody else. I think what they're doing is awesome, but I'm going to be the one to say it. I think the Chiefs are going to slip. They're going to get the Texans in round two or some bad draw like that. They're going to fall. Just being the Kansas City pessimist here, I think it's going to happen in that fashion. I think that the championship AFC championship game is going to be the Texans and the Ravens. I'm put the Ravens in there against the Eagles in the Super Bowl. Ravens Eagles in the Super Bowl this year.
Who's your champion?
I'm going to give it to the Ravens. I think that they're going to be awesome this year.
They will be good. I mean, Derrick Henry with Lamar Jackson is frightening. Okay, so MVP is the other one we'll predict here. I've got Mahomes. I mean, that shouldn't surprise anybody because I think his numbers are going to be like they were, 5,000 yards in play, 40 touchdowns in play. I'm going to give it to Mahomes because I think his numbers will be eye-popping, and I do think they'll be a dominant team in the regular season.
I think he's going to be really good this year, but when he threw for all of those yards and touchdowns, he had Tyreek Hill on the team. And while the wide receiver room is significantly better than a year ago for Kansas City, they don't have Tyreek Hill on the roster. So I just don't see...
I mean, he didn't in 22, and they
did. Yeah, I just don't see Mahomes throwing for that many yards and that many touchdowns. I think he'll be great this year, don't get me wrong, and I think he's going to lead them to a championship. But I'm not sure that he's going to win the MVP. For me, I think that there are three top guys. Mahomes is one of them. I think CJ Stroud could easily play his way into the MVP race in his second year in the NFL. But my pick for the MVP is Christian McCaffrey. And just with everything that he's done in San Francisco since coming over to the 49ers, he very nearly won the MVP a season ago. Of course, Lamar Jackson went gangbusters and took that away from him. But I'm going to give it to Christian McCaffrey. I think he'll be the MVP this season in the NFL.
All right, TJ, real quick, who's your MVP?
I'm going to go CJ Stroud as well. I think that the Texans are going to have an awesome year. I still think, by the way, I think the Chiefs are going to get the one seed. I think they're going to slip to the Texans there. The Texans are going to, falter a little bit, but I think the stats that CJ Stroud is going to put up with so many more eyes on him this year than he had last year, knowing what he's capable of doing, I think it's going to be an awesome year there for Houston.
All right, there it is, our NFL predictions. Jad has them written down. Catch TJ's work, all the work. We're also going to talk high school football in the fall. Our countdown to kickoff tour is up. Catch at Kansas.com right now. We've got to take a break. We'll come back, get you just a brief nugget on KU and K-State as we continue on Sports Daily.
And 1240 KFH.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.